episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. How are you?
Yep. We might be fully vaxxed.
We're full of it in general.
But we just kind of sit here anyway.
Oh, we went out.
We went to brunch that one time.
Yeah, we'll go somewhere else again.
I'd like to go see a movie.
What's going out?
I don't know. We should look. We should definitely look and see.
Like, we're actually going to talk about some stuff coming out, but what's coming out?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I mean. We'll take a look and see. I'd like to go see a movie, though. I don't think I can, eat popcorn.
Yeah, you can't?
I mean, you can. The question is, will I? Or will I just sit there happily with my mask on, watching a movie?
I think you can eat popcorn as long as you can just lower the mask and just chomp.
Yeah, I mean, you can. The question is, will I? I don't know.
You don't feel comfortable yet?
I don't know. I mean, I ate in a restaurant.
Everything turned off fine.
Yeah. So, but what we were going to talk about is Marvel released their schedule for movies up until 2023.
That's a long time.
It's a really long time.
We're not going to be around then.
No, we're all dead. So what they've said so far is Black Widow apparently is going to be coming out on July 9th.
Right. Yeah, I think we knew that.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings will be September 3rd.
Right.
That one looks exciting.
The toys are already out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I bought that Iron Man, which is a video that's going to be coming soon on my Angry Hero 79 channel on YouTube, me unboxing this Iron Man. But they have Master of Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi toys. They got the Marvel Legends, and then they have the gimmicky ones for the kids. Uh-huh. And they got gauntlets and shit.
Neat.
How they had Infinity Gauntlets and Black Panther masks and stuff.
Neat.
So yeah, so it was pretty quick, right after I saw the trailer, and all of a sudden all this stuff is out, and the movie's not coming out for another.
Yes, not until September.
Until September, so we got
time.
Time, yeah. Yeah, but it was pretty impressive.
Neat. Eternals will be November 5th
of this year.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Really?
Well, I knew it was already filmed, so I mean, maybe they just took quarantine to post it. You know.
I'll
do the editing and whatever.
I hope Kumail's still in shape.
Who knows? Eating all those cakes.
That's right. Yeah, I haven't seen him a lot. I haven't seen what he's up to on Instagram lately, but that's kind of his thing.
Does he eat a cake a week or something?
Well, because, he trains all week and he's super ripped now. But then to celebrate his rippedness, he eats a bunch of desserts.
Good for him.
So he just bodies a bunch of cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a very eclectic palette.
Cake palette.
Well, because he was the one that I think it was, I always remember when you had.
He was talking to Pete Holmes about Pete desserts. Holmes
about desserts and how desserts are one of the few, or one of the things that.
They don't translate.
Yeah, they don't translate.
Right.
They really don't.
I mean, really don't. Desserts for other cultures are, they really, really don't translate. If you grow up eating. Green tea ice cream, you love it. And if you're Western, us,
yeah,
American, somebody was hey, you want to eat
red bean
ice cream or whatever, you're no.
Yeah. And so
thank you.
And to some people, it's delicious,
Yeah.
Mochi and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're being very specific to Japan.
Right. I'm just trying to think of desserts that I'm aware of. I don't know a lot of other desserts from other cultures. So,
Yes.
Yeah, but it really is something that's very specific to culture.
Yep.
So he eats cakes. Spider-Man No Way Home is supposed to be December 17th.
Can we, not have the word home in the title?
Apparently not.
Because it was Homecoming, then Far From Home.
And now No Way Home.
Home.
On the Range.
On the Range. Home is where the heart is.
Sure. Oh, shit.
Homie, don't play that. I don't know.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness is coming out on my birthday.
Wait, go back to Spider-Man. When's Spider-Man come out?
December 17th.
Of this year?
Of this year.
That's my new catchphrase. Of this year?
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, March 25th, 2022.
Oh, man, we should celebrate.
I'll be dead by then.
No,
Thor, love it.
COVID 20.
Thor Love and Thunder, May 6th, 2022.
Oh, man, nice.
Which that I'm excited about. Black Panther Wakanda Forever, July
8th, 2022. Oh, Wakanda or Black Panther getting the summer treatment. I think the night before it was like a February movie or like a March movie.
Yeah. Right. The Marvels, November 11th.
What is the Marvel? I heard something about
something
this.
Something with Captain Marvel, and then I don't know what else.
It's not Captain Marvel 2?
Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just saw the logo.
I know Marvels was a book in the 90s but it was like a kind of like a stylized recount of Marvel's like early years and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I think this is Captain Marvel. I think this is where Monica Rambeau goes. I think this is where we're going to end up with, because you remember at the end of WandaVision where they're just like the Kree? Remember somebody came to talk to Monica Rambeau in the theater and they were like,
oh, Skrull.
The Skrull. Sorry. I couldn't remember what race of Marvel people I was about talking about. And they came to talk to her in the theater and they were like, oh, well, you know, you need to go up there. And I think that's where this is going to end up in the Marvels.
Fair enough.
That's a guess. I don't know. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
That's right. I forgot about that one.
February 17th, 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, May 5th, 2023. You might get Adam Warlock, but you're going to have to wait until 2023.
Oh, we could be around by then.
Yeah, we're totally dead.
What do we even think in 2023? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the world will end before that, so I'm not really worried about it. But that is what they said.
Didn't they tease a Fantastic Four?
Oh, I don't know. That's not on this list.
Oh,
so perhaps.
Because I was listening to Pat, Pat NES Punk, and he was talking about it, and he mentioned that there was a thing at the end where they teased Fantastic Four at some point.
Mm-hmm.
No X-Men. Fuck X-Men.
No X-Men.
Because it's not even doing the Fox movies anymore, I don't think, right?
They're not on that list.
No, right, but so, I'm saying
I don't think so.
But that's just for Disney.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but there's not even doing the Fox movie. I mean, Deadpool 3, I guess, is something that's going to happen too.
Oh, yeah, apparently that's the thing that's going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you know, it feels like it's been forever since there's been like a superhero movie.
Wonder Woman was a thing, but.
Oh, that's right. No. I forgot. Yeah.
But it didn't go well.
I forgot. We talked about that extensively. We
talked about that on a pod. We all had almost a 3-hour podcast on that fucking thing.
Holy shit. Really?
It was long. It was almost as long as the movie. It was over 2 hours.
I was going to say, how did we talk so much about that?
Well, we did have 30 minutes.
I don't remember being there.
Oh. Did you forget about me just talking about Pedro Pascal for fucking 30 minutes?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I remember.
Of course you do.
Yeah, my love of my white-appearing, dark-haired men with broad shoulders.
Right.
Oh, God.
And weird noses.
And noses. I got to love those noses.
Well, that's why we're together.
Well, I did send you that thing today. Now, New York Post.
I didn't read it, but,
well,
you know.
Who did? It just read the hard list. It's from the New York
who
Post.
Who did?
It's from the New York Post. So fucking grain of salt, because you know New York Post is just a trash rag.
Right.
Like, it's good for lining bird cages and nothing else. But the headline was, men with bigger noses have, studies show, men who have bigger noses have larger penises.
Mm.
Really goes a long way toward explaining why I love dudes with bigger noses. And I had no idea. But I do. I have a thing for guys with the noses that are slightly too big for their face.
Yeah, I'm kind of a freak.
Not a freak, but your nose is big. I mean, it's not huge. You're not you're not a pelican.
No.
But
no, I'm not Jimmy Durante.
Yeah, but your nose is slightly bigger than your face. Mm. That's fine. It's good.
No.
Oh, help.
But yeah. Well, how do we get on this? That's right. We talked about the
Wonder Woman being a superhero movie that you forgot came out this year. Oh, actually, technically came out last year because it came out on Christmas.
Came out in 2020.
Yeah.
But also, and wasn't there also a New Mutants finally came out? So we talked about that.
That was last year.
That was last year.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah. So there wasn't a whole lot going on, it felt like. You know, but this year, you know, we're trying to get back into the swing of things, and, you know, we're going to start off with some Black Widow.
Uh-huh.
And then just today, you shared this with me, there was a new MODOK trailer that came out.
Yeah, that came out like a week ago, maybe.
Oh, did it?
Come out today, a week ago, maybe a couple days ago. I just happened to stumble across it on YouTube.
Surprisingly, I didn't, you know why? Because if something is not trending,
right?
Like, I don't realize that somebody's talking about that. That's worth looking. Yeah. Something's looking up.
My YouTube is very confused by me, just in general, because it's like, so are you a gay man who likes comics sometimes? ? Because there's a lot of Drag Race content that it shows. There's a lot of like, hey, did you want to see Chris Maloney in Oz? Answer, yes, I do. And hey, also, here's this MODOK trailer.
It's like Dave Chappelle in that, do you remember that one sketch where they do he's inside the internet. Uh-huh. And like, you know, there's a, like, people, like, he just keeps coming in and out of like a porn thing, and somebody's like, hey, do you want to see you do it? He's like, yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes, okay, fine.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, hey, did you want to see Oz? And I'm like, well, maybe I do want to see Oz. Thank you.
Yeah,
no, I have never seen Oz, but now I've seen clips of Oz.
You can start watching Oz, you know.
Do I want to watch Oz?
I don't think so.
I don't think I want to see the whole thing. I am here for Chris Maloney, like, not wearing anything and kissing dudes, like, 100% on board.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I'm not really here for, like, anything else going on in Oz.
Yeah.
Because there's like a weird, like a narrator character.
Yeah, no, I've seen bits of Oz.
It's almost like a theater thing. And I'm that I'd have to fast forward through, because that, I'm not into it.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Wire for me. You know, like, there's a lot of shows on HBO that people are just like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever seen. These are just great, great shows. And I've never... You know, I've only seen them because I was in grad school and we talked about, like, media shit.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know? I can see, even from, like, the clips that I've seen of Oz, like, I get, like, how it was groundbreaking and you know, what it's done, and, like, how all the prison shows after it kind of, like, owe them kind of a debt of gratitude. And, like, I get it. But at the same time, I'm like, do I just want to, like, randomly break from the action to watch this guy, like, play a cello in a black box theater, basically, like, right, while some dude narrates? Not really. So yeah, that's it.
Fair enough.
But I'll watch Chris Maloney fucking lift weights all day long. You know, give me that shit. That is, put that in my fucking veins, dude.
Yeah, you have Chris Maloney. I have video game lists.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on over here.
Very different people.
I'm just like, you know, I don't need another celebrity crush, but I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
I'll take another one.
But at least Chris Maloney's in, like, he's a lot of things.
Yeah, he's like, weirdly, like, he's 60, but, like...
Is he 60?
He just turned 60. He's ripped as fuck. I'm like, how?
I feel like every time I see pictures of him, he looks like...
The same?
The same.
Yeah.
He's always kind of looked the same. He's always kind of had the hair.
Yeah.
The lack thereof.
Yeah.
You know?
The same.
All right.
The same. Yeah. So that's because I was watching so much SVU. That's why YouTube was like, hello, we talk to each other on this internet. Nothing we do is safe.
We had a meeting.
We had a meeting. Yeah, but also, so it suggested MODOK. That's where that whole thing was going.
Because he's in there. I think he's a voice.
Oh, is he a voice on MODOK? Maybe that's why it popped up. Voice. Probably. He does some voice stuff.
Well, you know what? Actually, it's a very interesting voice cat. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to look this. Maybe I'm going to IMDb it. But so basically, MODOK trailer. Well, actually, I'm seeing here there's a first look at the Eternals now that came out.
Oh, is there?
Do I want to see this right now? I mean, I guess we are doing a comic book show. Maybe we should pause it. Let's pause this. Watch this Eternals thing.
Okay.
And see if it's any good.
Okay.
Okay, so we just watched what I thought was the first look. I thought it was, like, just by itself, but it's actually just a video that I was referencing earlier.
It's just like a let's suck Marvel's dickathon.
Yeah. There was what was something in there that I noticed. I guess the the Eternals thing was just basically just like a few frames of things that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So whatever.
Yes.
But you know, whatever. I'll see all that shit.
Yes. But yeah, but for MODOK.
Oh, for MODOK. That's right. Well, that's the whole point. I was gonna look up.
Yeah, you're right. No. So what I see is no.
I thought.
But.
Well, I know what you're gonna say. Go ahead.
John Hamm.
Yes.
My buddy John Hamm is gonna be Iron Man.
Yes.
So I put the trailer actually on our page today because when I saw it, I had to send it to Sean because one of your favorite guyses pops up in it.
Yeah, finally, Wonder Man.
Voiced by Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion, which makes total sense because he was going to play him in some fashion. I have never seen the deleted scene or whatever. But
Wasn't he on the... a poster in a background somewhere.
It was supposedly there was a poster or something going on in the what the fuck was it? Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or something to that effect. I don't know. It's something I don't remember from the movie. I just remember a screenshot of it. Somebody's had it and it was like my back. It was like my Facebook banner image.
Right.
But he's gonna be Wonder Man and he has some quippy lines.
Yeah.
And, it's a comedy. Patton Oswalt. MODOK.
Which is going to be great. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Patton Oswalt pretty much, when you think of MODOK's voice.
Yeah.
I think of either, whoever voiced him in the Iron Man cartoon, or Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Because Patton Oswalt is pretty, it's a very.
Didn't he say something like on Twitter where he was just like, I want to be MODOK. And they're like, okay, congratulations, you're now MODOK. Maybe somebody asked him like in an interview or something, like who would you be if you were in the MCU? And I think he said MODOK and now he is.
Yeah.
Because I mean, who else would you get to play MODOK?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very good casting and it's an animated series. So we'll see. I did enjoy the one line in there about just like, oh, your womb wrecking head.
I saw that. I liked that as well. I was like, oh, that's why we don't have kids.
Well, I mean, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Like,
no, thank you.
Does his head, because he used to be a normal dude, in the comics.
Apparently he was not. In the show as a child, he had a giant MODOK head. And we see later that his daughter, giant MODOK head.
He has like two kids, I think.
Yeah,
right?
One looks normal and the other one has a big head.
Yeah, one's a Modam.
One is Modam. Man, I hope Lady Mall shows up in this fucking cartoon. I'm going to be so happy.
Let's go to the Lady Mall.
Like, maybe she'll decide to run a mall. His daughter will run amok and take over a mall, and I will lose my shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we got to reference 90s Captain America comics.
Just for me.
Just for us.
For me and me alone.
That's right. Okay, fair enough. Well, that's coming out. Also, the other thing that came out the other week, sometime last week, and I think I posted this on our page as well, about the Green Lantern series.
Yes.
And there's going to be a Guy Gardner. They got some guy named, like, something Flint Rock, which I think one of our I think it was DeBaj said he sounded, or somebody, no, I think it was Rob. One of our loyal listeners said that it sounds like a Flintstones.
Yeah, it does.
Person, which
I saw that guy. I don't know if I would have picked him to play Guy Gardner.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't know.
I'm not sure who I would pick to play Guy Gardner. I don't think it's that guy though.
Chris Maloney.
No, he's too old.
Put a little wig on him. Put the bull wig on him. He's just like, I'm Guy Gardner.
I mean, he could probably pull off got to be a huge dick part.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about a bull cut.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll say this much. If we're not doing Voldarians, I'm not here for that. Cause that's my Guy Gardner, the 90s Guy Gardner whose hands changed into weapons.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, we're not.
I'm trying to think of like the guy who played Stifler type of.
Oh, Sean William Scott?
Yeah, kind of him. Smug prick guy.
Yeah, he's just not a good actor, though.
No, that's the problem. Who else would be a good one? Who plays a good smug asshole?
I'm
trying to think of like somebody who's like really good at playing an asshole.
I'm trying to think. Well, he's already going to be in something. I read, what's his face? what's Pete. Pete. From Mad Men.
Oh.
Vince Kartheiser.
Vince Kartheiser. Yeah, he's too thin, like tiny.
Yeah, no, he's also going to be in something. I forgot what it was, but he's going to be in something coming up.
Yeah.
But
fucking make it Harry from Mad Men. Everybody hates Harry.
Oh, God, yeah.
Everybody fucking hates Harry.
I would boo my TV so hard.
I know, and you know what? That guy's probably really nice.
No, but Rich Summers seems like a very nice guy.
Rich Summers seems like a
nice
dude.
He likes board games.
He likes board games. He's just like a nice guy, but my God, I hated Harry so much.
He's a friend of podcasting. You know, he's done some stuff, but fuck, man. Anytime you show up, be like...
I hated Harry so much.
I don't know. I can't tell. I can't remember if I hated Harry or Pete more.
Oh, I hated Harry more. Pete knew he was a shit. Harry had no idea.
We've had this discussion many times on the show about booing poor Rich Summer.
Poor Rich Summer, sorry.
But
Rich.
I'm sure you're listening.
I apologize.
I was a fan. Yeah.
Just what a good actor you are.
Yeah, you know what? You did your job well.
Exactly.
Thank you. We appreciate
exactly.
you. But I guess let's take a break. We'll come back with our book for this week.
In 1974, four men literally changed the face of rock and roll forever.
Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, Ace Frehley, and Paul Stanley wanted to become the band they never got to see.
Over the next 40 plus years, the music, the makeup, the merchandise, and the loyal fan base have propelled Kiss to one of rock and roll's elite groups.
With Kiss heading down their end of the road tour, we thought we would start our journey.
Turn it up to 10 because we love it loud.
Right Between the Eyes is a podcast all about our favorite band, Kiss.
We will be covering all eras of Kiss with the various albums, studio, live, and compilations, plus album mashups and more.
We will also cover solo and band projects from all members, past and present, while also looking at the various bands that have opened for Kiss as well.
Not to mention all of the fun items in the Kiss catalog. TV appearances, long-form videos, merchandise, comic books. Come on, the list goes on and on.
Coming in late May, early June 2021 to a podcast platform near you.
Follow us on Twitter at RBTE Podcast.
Loud.
I want to hear it loud.
Right between the eyes.
I want to hear it loud.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is X-Man, number 20 from October 1996. I've had this book hanging out forever to do it at some point. And I've been dreading doing it because I just wanted to do it. I wanted to do an X-Man. I try to diversify, you know? I try to, because I usually pick the books, and I try to diversify. What? You got something to say? What?
I'm just so excited. Okay, I was telling Sean, I am so excited because I'm 100% in on, like, Law and Order, organized crime, because, you know, I love Chris Maloney. But I also, him and Benson are going to fuck. I'm going to lose my absolute shit when it happens. So
are they fucking tomorrow?
No, not yet. I don't know. I hope so. No. He already, like, blurted out, "I love you," in front of his fucking children after their mother died in a car explosion. It is just so good. I can't.
Are you listening to that?
No, I'm not. Maybe one day.
I was going to say, you feel like this. You've powered through so many episodes.
I was like, well, I have to, because if we're going to bring Stabler back, I have to watch SVU, like the Stabler seasons, and see what's going on, because they're going to have to fuck now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well.
I hope they fuck soon.
I hope it's a dedicated entire episode.
There better be, but it won't be. You know what? It's going to be like one of those things where, like, maybe they're going to fuck, and then they're going to, like, drag it out for 3 years. I'm going to be so mad. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, we don't have 3 years. We got,
I know.
We're trying,
fuck already? Jesus Christ.
You know, we got to get to all these Marvel movies.
This is why I was not born hot. I would have been a huge slut. Just fuck him. Okay, sorry. Continue. Me at the TV. Just fuck him. Okay, continue.
The thirst this woman has.
I just really love angsty, yearny bullshit stories that are too dramatic to exist in the real world. It just makes me so happy. Okay, continue.
Yeah. Just talk. So X-Man number 20 from October 1996. This is the Nathan Summers or Nathan, whatever the fuck is, I don't know if this is, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It's X-Men. It's confusing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not really entertained by it.
No.
But I'll do a book anyways about the X-Men. But it's hard. Speaking of which, I did buy something, because I did go to the comic book store today.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Hall of Justice out here in Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was looking for this He-Man book that's out, or it's kind of out now. It's like a He-Man like toy collection book. It's like 700 pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. And it's right up my alley, because it's basically
toys.
This guy, Pixel Dan, I forgot what his last name, it's like Eerly or something like that. And he has this YouTube channel where he talks about, you know, toys. And he has a, he basically did an X-Men, or not X-Men, He-Man book.
Mm.
A He-Man book that talks about literally everything, like literally any He-Man toy that's ever been made. You know, it's very expansive. So I'm looking forward to reading that. And it's also published by Dark Horse, so it is comic book adjacent. And I went to the comic book store today, and they didn't have it. And I asked them when they would get it, and they said they didn't know. So,
and I asked him when it was coming back, and they said they didn't know.
But it was true. They didn't know. I asked if they could order it, and they're like, oh, we can't order it. I was like, all right, I guess I'll go fuck myself.
I don't remember what episode of Simpsons that's from, but...
Oh, shit, I'm trying to remember, because it was something where he was telling Bart to do something.
Right, because he was late to something, and when they asked if he was coming back, and they didn't know, and he was all sad. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Fucking, I love Simpsons. I need to go back and start watching Simpsons again. I need to start revisiting some of those episodes.
Yeah.
Or maybe I do. I don't know. You know what? I get bored with Simpsons real quickly.
Because
there's so much of it.
There is so much of it.
It's a lot.
Agreed.
It's
yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, as you can see, we're trying to avoid talking about this dumb book.
Yep. It's stupid. You want to talk about Law and Order? I got so much to say.
So anyways, X-Man on the cover here. It's... it says, at the hands of the Abomination, and lo and behold, the Abomination is holding X-Man. I was going to call him X-Man, or Nate.
X-Man.
Nate. Nate. His name is Nate.
And he, yeah.
His name is Nate, and he's holding Nate by the jacket, and he's pointing at us for some reason.
He is drawn in this book.
Who, Nate?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The way people draw super handsome characters when they're making fun of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I can see that.
If they were just like, if this were Shrek, the movie Shrek, he would be the guy everybody makes fun of, like Prince Handsome or something, because he's like so overly exaggerated with the cheekbones and the hair and the lips and the jaw. It's insane.
Yeah, he's got some...
It is
he's
like
got some
I'm like
face going on here.
Who drew this face?
Look.
That's what I mean. That looks like a joke.
It is a joke.
That's like an incel drawing a Chad. It's fucking ridiculous.
Wait. What's a Chad?
Someone is laughing so hard right now at that joke, by the way. A Chad, so incels.
I know incels.
Believe very handsome men are called Chads.
Okay.
And when they draw them like that.
Okay.
And they're like, this is what women want. Women don't want that. That's weird looking.
Yeah, they want big noses.
It's true. They want big noses.
They want big noses and Chris Maloney.
Damn straight.
So, no, Steve Scroats? Scrotch?
Scroat?
Scrotum? Drew this. Anyway, so yeah, we start off though. We got this girl. Her name, now I don't, is this an actual word?
What?
Threnody?
I don't think so, because I was like, how do we say this?
Well, I mean,
I was just going to call her T.
Well, I think it's, well, I'm
Threnody?
Threnody. T-H-R-E-N-O-D-Y. What does it mean? Let's see if I can find the Urban Dictionary.
it means something like musical.
Because she's got some.
Because she's got some sort of a lament. Song. Oh, okay. Well,
so
whatever.
So it's like a sad song. Uh-huh. So she, you know, they wanted to call her ballad, or they wanted to call her emo music, but they settled on Threnody, and she is
wanted to call her emo music.
Watch out for this New Mutant emo music. Get ready for My Chemical Romance. I mean, mutant.
That mutant's just called Nate. So at this point,
yeah, this one guy's just gonna be got Nate. Ran out of names.
Nate the mutant.
It was they were like Wolverine, Sabretooth, Nate.
Nate? Question.
Threnody. What word did I learn today in my studying for the GRE?
Oh, God. You're giving me horrible flashbacks.
You know, I studied for the GRE and made this big production because I remember, like, years ago, there was one point I was going to go. I did the trifecta. I was going to go to business school.
Mm-hmm.
Realized that I'm not good at math.
Oh, yeah, no. Me either.
Took the GMAT.
Oh, okay.
Botched that.
I did not take the GMAT.
Then.
Didn't you take the LSAT?
And then I took the LSAT.
I did not take the LSAT.
Because, you know, because there's a period where I was like, well, maybe I should be a lawyer or I should go to law school. Ugh. Not necessarily be a lawyer, but go to law school. You know, maybe I can get into law school and learn something.
Uh-huh.
Didn't do so hot at that.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, well, I'm going to grant, I want to go to Emerson, the school that I ended up going to, and I want to get in, and I, you know, you need to get into grad school, you need like some sort of extra test, so yeah, I took the GRE.
You have to take the GRE, yeah.
And to be perfectly honest, like, I took the GRE, but like, my program wasn't really like, do you know these words? Do you know what threnody means?
Yeah, no, I took the GRE as well. I don't remember how I did. I did well enough to get into grad school.
Same for me. I think I did okay.
I did okay. I don't remember what my score is. I didn't like ace the fucking thing because honestly, like, I was studying for it and I got bored.
I actually do. You know, no. I'll say this much: I do enjoy looking up, learning words.
I know you do.
I like words.
Yes, you do.
You know, I don't. I feel like I don't know enough of them now, and I should learn more words. Mm-hmm. You know, but. You know, that's kind of, yeah, I kind of enjoyed that,
yeah.
That aspect of it.
Yeah.
However, though, I didn't know what threnody means. So
I didn't know what that meant either. I was just like, what the fuck is this word? I don't care. Yeah. It's also a dumb name for anybody.
It is a dumb name. So she is sitting alone in an alley and then what's his face shows up.
Abomination
shows up and takes her down into the... sewers, where he is king of sorts, and he is drawn pretty grotesquely. I'm confused by this cover because, like, I can't tell if this part here is his nose or his lips.
I think his lips are like half scaly on one side and half not, because I was looking at that too. There's a couple pictures of his mouth up close that look kind of odd.
Oh, I see here, yeah. Yeah, no, he looks, he's abomination, so yeah, he's gonna look weird.
He just looks like a big, big scaly guy.
Yeah, he's gamma radiated in the wrong ways.
Yeah.
So Threnody's being taken down to the sewers, and she's like, let me go, because he, like, because basically, as we've come to find out, she was found or brought there before.
Right. And so I guess she's escaped or something.
She escaped or she had some sort of like mutant outburst because her power has something to do with her lamenting or like whatever.
Whatever noise she makes. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So she takes him down into the, or he takes her down into the sewer, and she's in the sewer with all these other, like, abomination, all these other mutants.
Yeah. And then, so what's his face? Nate hears her having a lament or whatever, so Nate Gray.
He can, like,
he's
from another planet.
He's from another timeline.
Is it another timeline?
Yeah, these ones that was in bullshits.
Okay, so he's from another timeline, and he has mutant powers, and he can, like, read everybody's mind at the same time.
Yeah.
Which that must be a nightmare.
He's a very powerful telepath and telekinetic, much probably more telepath than anything, you know, probably on the level of Jean Grey, if not Professor X. I mean, he's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's looking for this Threnody. And something about, I'm just reading this thing here about, yeah, he feels like she's like being used as a plant for somebody else to get to him.
Yeah.
So
he loves New York.
Yeah. Cause he could hear everybody thinking.
I think that would be a nightmare.
That is pretty nuts.
That would be an absolute, that would be like, so you know, when you like go into a room for like a class or at a panel at a convention, and before it starts, everybody's talking.
Yeah.
And as more people pile in, it just gets louder and louder and louder until somebody says, okay, we're ready to start.
Yeah.
That, it's like that, but like 15 times as loud. And that to me sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, no, it's totally like that. So.
The dull roar of humanity, just. Bleh.
I do enjoy, for some reason, I do enjoy this shot of him just levitating in air above the city. It feels very, if there was no bubbles in here, it'd be very peaceful.
Yeah. Well, he's like, oh, New York's a great city. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds right.
He's like, hey, somebody wants a hot dog. Hope he gets a hot dog.
Yeah. Give me that dog.
Hey, Chris Maloney's there. He's thinking about fucking
Stabler's thinking about fucking Benson. I think that even though his wife just blew up in a car. Yeah, that's probably true.
That guy's wife just blew up. That's fucked up.
That's real fucked up. Oh, wait, but he's thinking about fucking the lady he hasn't seen in 10 years. Cool. Oh, poor long suffering Kathy Stabler. Anyway. So he like Nate like plummets.
Well, he hones in on her.
Right. And then he like busts through the floor or something.
Yeah. Well, but before we get there though, Threnody's talking to what's his face, Abomination, who's got a throne and he's surrounded by children who look like emo kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're also mutants, but I guess basically, as we've come to find out, she like had an outburst and killed a bunch of people that were trying to help her.
Right.
And he stepped in. He happened to be there to step in to keep her from whatever. I mean, this is a weird like,
yeah,
mid crossover, because usually Abomination only shows up in like Hulk books or like,
yeah,
you know, other books where people are punching each other, not, you know, telepathic mutant books.
Uh-huh.
So.
Basically what happens is she like grabs somebody's jacket from dude who's dead. She's like, now I have a jacket. Nate shows up. He's like, hey, Abomination, I just need to like read your mind and find out.
Well, yeah, I don't understand this whole jacket thing.
I don't think it matters.
Like, cause she
needs just another part of her costume.
Cause she takes his jacket. She's also to understand what the deal is with these things on her face. She has like these like,
yeah, they're like metal parts
on her face. They're, I guess, are some sort of sensors or whatever. So she's like, which basically, you know, like, what's his face? Abomination's like, hey, you know, you should thank me and, you know, you could be here and be safe amongst me and all these other goobers. We have twins now. One's called Roust and Joust.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know, and she's like, nah, fuck that shit. And he's like, well, you know what? You're not welcome here anyway, so get the fuck out. Yeah,
which I just brought you here, but I guess you're not welcome anymore. Sure, that doesn't make any sense.
And then this is where she sees, like, this jacket, which it looks like it's... Because it's a jacket with...
It's a moto jacket.
Yeah. But it also, it looks like there's a picture of Nate on the bottom here.
Yeah, I guess.
So she just slips it on and, you know, and then somebody... But then, like, these, you know, these the two... newsy twins who look like Newsboy Legion members are like, it's Jimmy's Leathers. She's trying to lift Jimmy's Leathers. So they start fighting and she, and I do, like, so she's about to like do something here. Like her power also involves her having like glowy hands.
Sure.
Cause she's threatening one of these twins. And then all these other mutants show up and they're like, hey, we're going to step in here and you're not going to threaten us again because you already threatened a bunch of us, you know, because your powers went out of control. So we're going to step in. This is where X-Man shows up or Nate shows up. And he just kind of phases, you know, kind of explodes in. Mm-hmm. And I do enjoy this part here where he comes in and, you know, some of these people, these mutants are like, hey, it's a super's hero. No, I'm saying.
That's right. And the reason S-O-O-P-E-R.
Yeah, that's just how they're talking. I'm not making fun of them. Yeah, no, this is how they're talking.
That's literally how it says in the book.
You know, because we're in New York. So they're like, hey, I'm from New York. I want some hot dogs.
Yeah.
And superheroes.
Superheroes. Sure.
Why do they have a speech impediment now?
I don't know. Maybe that's what happens when you grow up in Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Bronx?
Marinara.
Queens. Other boroughs?
Other places in New York, yes.
What am I missing?
Staten Island.
Staten Island. Is that a borough?
Yeah.
Long Island.
Long Island's not... No, Staten... Peter Stills from Staten Island.
No, he's from Long Island.
No, he's from Brooklyn. Wait, he's from Long Island?
He's buried on Long Island.
I thought he was a Staten Island guy.
No. It's not. He's a big Polish man.
That's true.
I feel like the Italians are just like, you can't come to Staten Island.
You're too huge and Polish.
Too huge and Polish.
Which I found out, by the way.
Assholes are going to vote for Trump because, yeah, that makes sense.
Which I found out, by the way. I went to, my brother did an Ancestry.com thing.
Oh, that's right.
And found out that I have less Polish in me than I thought.
You still have a lot of Polish in you.
I am primarily 60%. Polish. I'm dominantly Polish.
Yeah.
But I have more Italian in me.
You've got some Italian in you.
I have Italian.
Look at that.
Yeah. I got, and mostly like, you know, like Balkans, you know.
I married a somewhat Italian boy after all.
Oh, well, your relative should be pleased.
Yeah, my grandmother would have been thrilled because you're Catholic. That's
Catholic.
Yeah, both of us in quotes Catholic, but my grandmother would have been thrilled.
And I'm also 1% Norwegian.
Oh. I wonder what would happen if I put in Ancestry.com. It would just spit marinara sauce at me.
It would just come back. It would just come back with a bottle of Prego. It's like, you get it.
It would just be like, your results are it. Hey.
Hey. Why has this box got meatballs in it?
I'm not 100% Italian. It would come back with like a little bit of like British in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Stansfield's a very British.
It's not my real last name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's my dad was adopted by his stepfather.
But that's his name he uses.
Well, that's his legal name.
Yeah.
Because he was adopted as a child by his stepfather, but it is not his real name.
Because your real name, if it was your
real name. DeAngelis, yes.
That's a good name.
Yeah, that's why it's my pen name.
Yes.
All my books. Should be my real name. It's not. Anyway, continue.
That sounds like I think of Vangelis. I think of the New Age Chariots of Fire. Like I think it's DeAngelis.
Yeah, if I lose my mind anymore, I'm definitely running down a beach screaming Chariots of Fire at the top of my lungs. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I thought you were going to run down there going, Chariots of Fire!
I can also yell Chariots of Fire, yes.
Remember that, kids?
Your wife's holding on by a thread at this point, babe. A thread.
I noticed.
Yeah.
So, okay, anyway, so these...
Back to the comic.
Yeah, so Nate faces in, or comes in, and these guys are like, hey, superheroes, let's get them. And he's like, did you see what I just did?
Yeah, he's like...
I can literally, like, sun you so hard.
I just, like, pulverized a floor or something. And,
yeah.
And imagine that on your body. Here, Abomination, I just have to, like, read your mind to make sure that she actually did murder these people?
Yeah, we're getting there.
No.
So
I'm jumping because this book is dumb.
He's like, and then the book ends. Oh.
And then, oh my God, it was over. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but these all these mutants jump at him, and he's got basically a force field, but they don't draw like any force field. They just jump into him and they just bounce off.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So I do kind of enjoy that.
It's like a bouncy house.
And he's like, hey,
boink.
Mutant Bouncy House. That'd be a great X-Men book, just called Mutant Bouncy House.
Oh my God. Somebody's the living bouncy house. He just puts people inside of them and they just bounce around.
Oh God, actually.
Oh God, that's terrifying. A good fatality, actually. Throw back to last week's episode.
That's right.
Just throw people inside of you and they bounce around till they're mush.
They're inside of me.
Gross.
So yeah, so but this is when Abomination gives him a nice whack, and he's like, you know what, you're a stranger in here, and we don't like, basically don't pay take kindly to strangers. And Threnody's like, look, you know, we just need you to calm down. I need your help. There's apparently they're being hunted by marauders. So, like, you know, Mr. Sinister is involved. So his and his crew are hunting people down. So it's kind of like we're hunting down warlocks or people, whatever. This is where, again, this is where also, what's his face? Nate just, like, he's always exploding things.
Yeah.
Like, he explodes his way in. Then he gets knocked back. And he explodes again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he's trying, he's like, hey, come on, let's go with Threnody. And this is where he actually shows off some pretty impressive power by just essentially just stopping Abomination like in mid lunge and like pinning him to a wall. Like, yeah. Abomination is as strong as the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
If maybe a little bit less stronger.
Doesn't he play with a bear in the Lego game? When he gets bored, he pulls out a little bear.
Yeah, it's actually it's funny because in like
it's actually adorable.
They fight each other, and then at one point, like, he pulls out the bear and like Hulk pets it.
Aww.
And then he's like ooh, ooh, ooh.
You know, but doesn't he just sit there if you don't let him, like,
if you idle,
he pulls it out and he hugs it and then he puts it back.
Yeah,
it's cute.
Yeah, it's really it does. I miss those. Like, I can't wait for. The Star Wars one that's supposed to come out sometime.
Can you be Mando?
Mando? That's probably what they're doing. Is probably because it was supposed to come out like last year.
No, they got to throw Mando in
there. Now they're probably gonna do a bunch of Mando. You could be Baby Yoda.
Oh, could you be Baby Yoda?
Well, then you were able to be BB-8 back in the other ones.
Yeah, but now you get to be Baby Yoda.
Yeah, you could be Baby Yoda.
He just stands there, he eats frogs.
Yeah, you probably gotta like hunt down frogs. It's probably like a mini game where you have to like grab frogs.
Does somebody teach Din Djarin not to throw his money around in really nasty scug holes?
Hey, what's out of my wallet?
He's such an idiot. He's just like, and here's my money.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll take my mask off, too. What's up?
I was actually reading something because yesterday was May the 4th. And on the Mary Sue, they were like, let's talk about our beloved Star Wars boys. And like one of them was like, they call... Din, the himbo king of Mandalore.
Yeah, he's a himbo. That's about right.
And this girl who writes, Rachel Leisman, she was like, he tried to do a face scan with his helmet still on. And I was like, I totally forgot that happened, but he did. He is truly the himbo king.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's a little dense.
A little bit dense. We love him. We love Din Djarin for that. So anyway, continue.
So, oh, speaking of which, I forgot to mention. So I did go to when I went to the comic book store, I did buy a book for a future reference. Yeah. X-Men, the Curse of the Man Thing, which apparently it's like 40 years of Man Thing.
What, this month?
Or this year?
Oh, well.
40 years of Man Thing, guys.
Who knew?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that soon. I haven't even read it.
Man Thing younger than me.
Actually, no, wait. No.
It's got to be longer than that.
No, I think it's... Actually, hang on.
It's got to be. I'm like, no. I am 41. Oh,
I'm sorry, 50 years.
All right, thank you. I was like, I'm 41. Man Thing can't be younger than me.
Yeah, 50 years, X-Men, the Curse of the Man Thing.
Okay. So we'll talk about that
next week or the week after.
You better be older than fuck.
Hey, how you older than me?
I'm going to start beating down Man Thing.
But basically, he looks into his head, and he's like, you know, upon his head, and he's like, hey, you know, you know, I see what she did, but I'm trying to help her. You know, I'm going to try to, you know, help her out for some reason.
Because
she has a weird, weird name. And Abomination gets free and starts pummeling Mr. X-Man Nate. And he's doing the puny god thing. Like, he's got X-Man, he's got Nate by the leg. He's thwacking him with stuff. You know, he's kind of, you know, in the thought about Robin, she's like, yeah, she, you know, and Threnody's not even here. And she probably compromised us at the lair. So, you know, you're going to pay for this.
Right.
So he beats him up. And then we find out it was just a projection anyways. Because Nate is super powerful and he can do
all sorts of things.
All sorts of things with your minds. And basically, I mean, these drawings, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm not actually a big fan of the art in this book, but I like it more than the art we get in the weird backup.
Oh, right.
Which is the pinched face.
Captain America.
Drawings that they used to do like back in the 90s where like everyone's mouth looks like an asshole.
That's right.
Well, I really thought there was more to this book because I was really jumping to the end.
No, yeah, that's really about it. Like, basically, he
I thought there was more story.
No, Abomination just walks away, and he's like, "All right, well, we're gonna take off," and then we get a coda here with Black Queen and Madeline Pryor, right, and some other lady
in a private jet,
and Trevor Fitzroy of all people. Mm-hmm. Are here having a powwow of some sort, because there's something going on.
Going to New York.
They're going to New York.
Which, that sounds like fun.
They're going to have some...
Can we go to New York?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'd love to go to New York.
And then we get... Oh, here we have our letters page real quick. Letters page is called Ex Post Facto.
Nope. Don't like it.
No, I could barely read
that. We're really trying, and it's not working.
Nah, man. So that's, and then next month, let's see, Nate and Threnody are reunited at last, and they've got a world full of possibilities ahead of them. Find out where the unpredictable road of life will take them in this bold new direction for X-Man, plus the debut of a new penciler, so it'll look different. You can look forward to that.
Hopefully not like, because did you read the backup here? Heroes Reborn, right?
Heroes Reborn. This is like Rob, like Jim Lee and like Rob Liefeld.
Isn't this like they're redoing like the Fantastic Four's origin, mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm, but also there's Captain America, but also everybody looks really weird.
Yeah. No, everybody does look weird.
I don't like it.
Yeah, we're not.
Like the pants on Captain America are a serious issue.
Look at that batch.
That's what I mean. Look how fucking tight that is. Look at that dick.
His dick is good.
It was like, that package is insane. And I was like, it also is, his mouth is so tiny.
His dick is going to suffocate.
Those pants are cutting off all of the circulation.
Look at that batch.
That's what I mean. It looks terrible. I'm like, oh my God. If Captain America has blood flow to his penis, he will not by the end of this issue.
No. Yeah,
they are too tight.
That was the point in comics in the 90s. It's like, you know, all superheroes, we're gonna try and
strangle that dick.
Strangle those dicks. That was when they asked Rob Liefeld. It's like, what do you got planned for Captain America? It's like, strangle that dick.
Huge chesticles. Also strangle that dick.
Strangle that dick. So I don't know. What do you think of X-Man?
I don't. Meh.
Yeah, I'm not. I've always been. It's another of those things where there's a lot of X-Men books where I'm just curious.
Yes, the X-Men to me has always been one of those things that is almost incomprehensible.
You know, it's true. It is.
Unless you start with like a brand new arc somewhere, because there's so many characters and there's so much history, and all the shit gets pulled back in, and it's like, if you haven't been reading it for 30 years, kind of don't bother.
Yeah, and also too, I mean, we're in like mid 90s, so we're in the middle of this bullshit with what's his face, Onslaught. Mm. So then, you know, the Heroes Reborn or Heroes Return, whatever, all that crap, and that is not fun stuff to be fucking around with. So
it's edgy
it was
and the 90s.
That's kind of when like I tapped out, I think, as far as comics go, like, because I just couldn't,
too many pouches,
I couldn't handle you, too many pouches, too many chromium covers.
Oh yes, that was a big thing,
you know, between Spider-Man and you know, and X-Men doing all this shit, you know, I mean, you know, when, I mean, nobody else, we fuck all of the other heroes, you know, but
so much lady fast, because that's when like the thighs were so long and they just like went into the ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Also a lot of like weird, like fussy hair.
Yeah.
Like strands of it just everywhere. And like chunky poofs.
Yeah. That's a lot.
The 90s was a lot.
I miss the 90s.
We all miss the 90s.
Yes.
Things were better then.
Anyways.
I was younger then.
I was 19 then. Or 16 then.
Yeah, I could have been 16 in the 90s, because I was.
Anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. And email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. You can follow us there, anywhere you get your podcasts, and share the podcast with your friends. And check me out on YouTube, Angry Hero 79. I just did a What did I do? I did like a Wolverine.
Like a Cosmic World Wolverine?
Yeah, I did a 10-inch Cosmic Wolverine. Mm-hmm. So you can open that up. And I've got some other stuff to be opening up. And, you know, I still have to get cracking on my Marvel Universe Ohotmu thing. Mm. I got to start doing that. But I just haven't had time.
Yeah.
So I started doing that, and that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we'll tweet at me if you want to talk about Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Yeah, anybody, any of you folks that are listening, you know, if you guys want to talk about Law and Order, and you know, you want to get some hot thoughts,
some hot thoughts.
I was trying to say hot takes, but then I just hot takes and hot thoughts.
Oh,
you know, you
hot thoughts.
And so there's a lot of hot going on with
that
Jen.
That is embarrassing.
What?
Thinking about hot thoughts.
I don't know. You're just talking about people having sex.
It's true. All I want is for these people to fuck. I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
You think they're going to stick the landing?
They better stick the fucking landing. I'm going to be so mad. If they don't stick the landing, I'm going to throw something. Perhaps myself. Out of the window. Because I can't take it.
I just hear a window crash.
They didn't fuck. Unfortunately, I just
see you fall in front of my office.
I was gonna say, it's not long enough for me to actually die. I will just hurt myself.
Yeah, you'll be on the ground and be like, what'd you do? It's like, they didn't fuck.
I cannot midsummer myself out of our second floor window.
No, it's like, okay, good.
Maybe off the roof?
Yeah, you could do that off the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't think you could do get as much force.
That's the thing. I'm definitely gonna have to be beaten to death with a fucking hammer.
Yeah, but you're not gonna like pulverize your leg.
That's Can I beat myself to death with a hammer? Maybe I'll do that.
Can I jump off the roof and then have the hammer follow me off the roof?
And land on me at the same time.
This giant mallet.
Can I somehow rig up a device that throws the mallet at a couple seconds after I go?
Yeah, that's what you want with the new house. It's like, I have a mallet launcher.
I would love a mallet launcher.
I want one of those. I want those mallets. I just love that the mallet is so big.
I know. It's like Harley Quinn's mallet. It's gigantic.
It's like the Fiend. Remember
yes, the Fiend had
the Fiend
one.
Had the giant mallet.
Didn't Alexa Bliss have it for a while?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Probably.
Whatever. Everybody's got a mallet now in wrestling.
Yeah, but like Alexa Bliss is like a fiendling.
Yeah, she's
or something.
She's something. it's something.
It's something. Something's going on.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.